Well, good morning. We're continuing in our series in the Westminster Confession of Faith. We're in chapter 8 on Christ the Mediator. And we're reading this morning and considering the paragraph 6. Let me read those words with you. Although the work of redemption was not actually wrought or worked by Christ till after his incarnation, yet the virtue and efficacy and benefits thereof were communicated unto the elect in all ages, successively from the beginning of the world, in and by those promises, types, and sacrifices wherein he was revealed and signified to be the seed of the woman which should bruise the serpent's head, and the lamb slain from the beginning of the world, being yesterday and today the same and forever. So far in chapter 8, we've looked at the person and work of our mediator as it applies to Christians living after the death and resurrection of Christ. In fact, we've looked at the work of the mediator as it applies to Christians or believers in all ages. But here, this paragraph is explicitly reminding us of the state of those before Christ and really during the life of Christ as well. We're considering here those who died before Christ primarily. After all, the work of redemption was not actually wrought by Christ till after his incarnation. So was there salvation for those who died before Christ came? And if so, how did that salvation come to them? Well, in these lines, we're told that the Old Testament believers did find salvation. Every spiritual mercy and blessing was available to them long before the incarnation. Nothing less than the spiritual virtue, efficacy, and benefits and rich treasures of redemption were communicated or given to God's people, His chosen ones, the elect in all ages, right from the beginning of the world. Sometimes we remind one another of how it's never too late to find salvation. Well, this paragraph is also telling us that there was never no time in history when it was too early to find salvation. But how were Old Testament saints saved? Well, this answer the answer to that question is very clearly found in the New Testament. For there really is only one mediator between God and man. And if there's only one mediator between God and man, then the answer in some way really has to be obvious to every reader of the Bible. God's chosen people were saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one whom God sent forth in the fullness of time. At just the right moment, He was made of a woman. He was placed under the law. And He came to redeem all those who are under the condemnation of the law through all time. Well, it's not only Christians today who can see that this coming of Christ was revealed from the beginning. Old Testament saints could also see those things. It is Christ who is preached in all the promises of the Old Testament. He is the one who is pictured in all the types. Every one of those bloody offerings pointed to His bloody sacrifice for sin. Throughout the Old Testament, it's clear that people could not save themselves. Romans 4 tells us that Abraham was righteous, but he was righteous by faith. And that righteousness was imputed or credited to him. It was not the marvel of Abraham's wonderful life that saved him. He put his faith in the truly righteous one to come. And Jesus says that Abraham rejoiced to see his day. Abraham and those before him and those after him needed a Savior. And there's only one Savior revealed in the whole of the Bible, the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone is signified or foreshadowed as the seed of the woman promised in Genesis 3, verse 15. He is the one who would crush the serpent's head and take away the power of the devil, and ultimately undo all that sin had done. This salvation is so sure. and always has been so sure, that the scripture even speaks on one occasion as though it was finished even before it started, as though Christ had died at the very moment when God had chosen a people for his son. That's the way the book of Revelation speaks when it describes Christ as the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Well, whatever the fullness of that text mean, it is certainly preaching to us the permanence and eternal efficacy of Christ's redemptive work right from the very earliest times. Well, this paragraph in the confession is useful for helping us to understand the salvation of God's people in all ages. At the same time, I also confess that there's much here that I do not understand. How did the Holy Spirit apply a redemption that was not yet accomplished for Old Testament sinners? How did they receive the fruits of union with Christ before Christ was even born? These things I do not understand, but I know that they are true. And I do know that as one age succeeds another, and as our dear saints come and go, that there is one who never changes. There is one in whom we can always put our trust, Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do you trust him as your Savior? Let us pray. Our Father and our God, how we delight to know that we have a Savior who will never change. And although there are things that we do not understand, we do know this, that there is a mediator between God and man, and that he is revealed in your holy word. In fact, he revealed himself to men and women by coming into this world. And so we pray that you would help us to live for him by his Spirit. Help us to give him all the glory and the praise that are his. Help us each to trust him and not to trust ourselves. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.